You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Today's Dan Aykroyd's album definitely falls into the something else category. We'll talk with Andrea next.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Hi. So tell us a little bit about you and Tanner and how you guys met up, how things have been going, and we'll see if we can try to help out.
Yeah.
So I actually met Tanner through an app, so I swiped right on him.
Okay.
And legit was like watching a movie, having wine with a friend. I made like a yum sound. And
oh, when you swiped on him?
Exactly.
Okay.
A yum sound? So,
like your friend heard you say yum as you were swiping on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, scrumptious. I sometimes make noises and stuff, but you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yum.
Yeah, and so we started chatting that night, and normally I wouldn't really like say anything. Like I'm an introvert, to be honest, but I guess drinking two bottles of wine can really like bring me out.
Okay. Yeah.
So then the next day, I decided, like, it's fine. Let's FaceTime.
That way you can make a good impression instead of trying to FaceTime when you're two bottles deep.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Nice. I mean, okay. My friend was even surprised I even, like, swiped, but it's fine. So, yeah, we chatted a couple of times for about a month.
Okay.
And then, yeah, he travels a lot for work and everything. So he hadn't been home in weeks, and then while we were talking, he was waiting for a flight, and he offered to make dinner for me whenever he got back into town.
Well, very nice.
Okay.
I have this huge kitchen, and, you know, it doesn't get used enough, so I thought that I would invite him over, and it was actually really cool. Like, he knew how to cook a ton of stuff, and we had just the best time.
Oh, that's nice.
It was a really good meal and everything, too, so... Since then, every time he's been back in town, he like comes over, we hang out. We've been doing that for like 2 months now. But lately, I feel like he's just been distancing himself from me. Because he got a promotion at work, which is really awesome.
Yeah,
really
he could be busy.
Yeah, but he said he had to go out of the country for his job. So okay. We've only texted and FaceTime like a couple of times this month. A friend of mine texted me and asked if I was out with Tanner. I told her no, I was at home, and then she swears that she saw him downtown, like with a couple of people.
While he's supposed to be out of the country?
Mm. Exactly.
Uh-oh.
So what'd you do?
Well, I called him, and then I got his voicemail, and he told me that he was really, really busy, and I asked if he was back in town, and he's like, yeah, so sorry, like my plans got changed, I got back early, and... You know, he hasn't even texted or called me at all, or, like, tried to come see me or anything. Oh, and I know he likes my kitchen, so.
So when your friend may have seen him out and about, they actually might have seen him.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh. Well, and with him saying that he's in town, like, it had to have been him.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he have said, like, hey, I got back early.
Yeah, here I am.
Meet up for drinks or something.
Not hanging out with you, but being back and going out with other people. Definitely seems like that was on purpose.
Exactly. And it's like we have a really great time. So it's not like, you know, it's boring or something when we're hanging out. We have a really good time.
That was a lot. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's a lot of information, and it seems like everything should be fine in what you've told us. But, yeah, the fact that he came back and didn't let you know he was back and he's out rolling around with some friends.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Seems that maybe he's not around you for a reason. Either he's disinterested for some reason now. Or...
Does he have another person? Is he another relationship that he's in that you guys...
Man, right to him.
Well, man, I'm just
questioning everything right now. I mean, because that's...
Yeah, you are. Oh, boy.
Well, I guess
he's got seven children, and...
God,
he was at one of his kids' birthday parties.
One of his kids. Yeah, Coriel's got kids she doesn't know about.
No, I do freaking... not.
Does he also go by Nick Cannon? I mean...
Yeah.
Or Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, all
Tyreek's
the kids.
Got 10 kids.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Okay, all the speculation's over.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got nothing, Andrea, to be honest with you.
Since you gave us Tanner's number, we're more than willing to give him a call and see if we can figure things out for you. And if we can sort things out, we'd be more than willing to pay for you guys to go out for dinner, okay?
Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Hi, what do you think it is? Does he have a secret family or somebody else he's in a relationship with? Is it just a simple misunderstanding on why he went out without her? when he got back and didn't let her know she was back and he was back in town. There's a lot of different variables that could come up with date him or dump him.
Yes, and sometimes you can even give us the real hard-hitting ones, like maybe it's because she's the werewolf and she's embarrassed. I mean, yeah. You can really just speculate at all, like, on anything.
Exactly. So do that in gift form, because
gift form is the best form.
Do that at Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, to be a part of Date 'em or Dump 'em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Lots of guesses coming in for what's going on between Andrea and Tanner. Randall on X says there's a 100% chance this dude is married or has another girlfriend. No offense, but she's dumb enough to fall for the I travel for work bet.
Oh, yeah.
Brother B says she's the side chick and she was way too clingy when they were together.
On Facebook, got a message, travels an awful lot. Seems like another relationship. Also got a text that says, oh, my Lanta, Miss K, which is his, like, preteen daughter, just said maybe he wanted a foodie call. And that's when you just, like, agree to go on a date, basically, just to get free food.
Just to get free food.
Maybe.
Too. Let's find out from Tanner what's going on between him and Andrea and if we can help out.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Tanner.
This is he?
Tanner, hi. It's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
You better believe it.
We do a morning show every day on the radio, yeah. And we
voted
were,
best in Nebraska last year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for putting that in there, Nick. You know, we got to
toss that out. Big deal.
Self-promote a little bit. NBD. We're calling on behalf of somebody who you've been seeing for a little bit, and she's a little concerned about you and her relationship. When talking to Andrea, she wanted us to try to figure out what's going on with you and her.
She called the radio to see why.
Yeah, she got a hold of us.
Yeah, basically.
We sleuth stuff.
This is what we do. We do relationship assistance, basically.
Yeah.
And she mentioned that you guys have been hanging out for a couple months, chatting a bit on FaceTime, too, and texting and calling, and then you came back to town. Did you really come back to town and not call or text her or go by her place when you got back into town?
I mean, yeah, you know, I was kind of thinking about breaking it off with her, man.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Yeah, she seems nice.
I mean, she's nice. Like, I like her a lot, but, you know, we've had fun, but she never goes out. She never leaves her apartment.
Okay. Oh, a homebody.
I feel like it's extreme. Like, I don't mind sometimes, but it's like we have not ever gone outside, like, together anywhere.
What if she's a vampire? Huh. Can't be out in daylight.
There it is. That might actually be it.
Louise,
Husker Nick, you're on it.
Thank you.
Might be just a really big introvert that doesn't like to go outside the house.
She did say she was introverted.
Yeah.
Or a vampire, dude.
So you guys have just hung out at her place then?
Yeah, I mean, I made dinner for her at her house, and the next time it was like pizza, binge watch a show, and then the next time it's like have some friends over and play cards and stuff, and it's like, well, I expected by now to at least go on one date, like, outside of the house.
And okay. She hasn't even really pushed for that, or?
No, not at all.
It's kind of just hanging at her place.
Have you asked her?
I mean, I've hinted. I haven't really been, like, I guess super direct about it.
Yeah.
But I've kind of been like, yeah, it'd be nice to go out sometime.
Okay, so, Tanner, you snuck into town just so you could go out?
That, by the way, Tanner, Andrea's on the phone. This is Date 'em or Dump 'em.
Yeah, sorry, Andrea. I mean, I did. I feel like you never want to go out.
Okay, that's bullshit. You never offer to go out anywhere. Like, I only get you for a portion of the day, and it's usually at night. And I'm home from work for the day, and then once I switch into my sweats, I'm not going to go back out.
Okay. I mean, I can relate.
It takes a lot to get you out of your sweatpants,
Corey. I already have my sleepy pants on.
You usually work at home, though. Like, you almost, like, it's, I mean, you go out some to your, like, your office, but, like, you mostly work at home.
I never know when you're going to come over. And, like, I totally do leave my apartment. Like, I go into work sometimes, and I love to go shopping, and I even go out for drinks and with friends and everything like that. But I have to know in advance. Like, I'm too old for this to, like, go out and go bar hopping. Like, once I'm home, I'm home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, unless you have a specific reason or plan or something like that, like, already made, right? Like, would you, okay, I guess, if he said, I would like to do dinner and drink tonight, and you start at, like, 7 o'clock, you can only assume you're not coming home for a couple hours at least. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that if I'm not already in my sweats. Like, I have to know in advance.
But that's the thing, though, is if he says, let's do that, then that just means you can't put on your sweatpants at 6:45 yeah. and say, oop, too late.
As fun as that sounds, though. I mean,
as fun as it sounds.
This is true.
I mean, if he was, like, actually thinking about me and wanting to hang out, you would think he would text me, like, at lunchtime or something like that so I can be prepared for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's the needing to know in advance for you, so... So, I guess, like, here on out,
yeah,
you have to give her kind of a heads up if you want to go do something with that work.
Tanner, are you, like, you were initially thinking about breaking up with her because she never leaves her place, but it sounds like she does and be more than willing to, as long as she knows there's plans to be had. If we set up dinner for you guys to go out on us on a Friday at a restaurant at 6 o'clock at night.
Do you think that both of you could handle that?
I would be down for it.
I am used to a certain level of spontaneity, but, like, I'd be okay with, like, as long as that's, like, the actual rule and it's not just, like, oh, I'm already, like you said, I'm already in my sweats at 7 in the morning, you know?
If you're going to make plans to get together at some point in that day, just maybe you just secure that day as the day you guys are hanging out. And don't put your sweats on until the day is completely done.
Until you get back from all of the him-hawing around.
I guess, yeah. How does that sound, yeah. Andrea?
Just go out in yeah. your sweats, too, by down. The way. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Coriel goes out in her sweats and slides all the time. It doesn't even matter what day it is. She's wearing them now. I mean,
she gets all gussied up for her man.
That's right. That's what I call that. Gussying up.
These are my good sweats.
These are my $7.99 on sale joggers from Joe Fresh, the Hy-Vee clothing brand.
Boom. That's a thing?
They got rid of it now.
And then she winks at him after she says that.
I go, hey, babe, guess what? Wearing my Joe Fresh tonight.
Hey, hey.
And he's like, wow.
My fancy sweats.
What a
Jackson's
treat.
Like, I've got my dad's underwear on.
So, okay. Two piece in a pot.
I think it was just a bit of a misunderstanding. I'm glad we've had this dialogue with you guys.
Well, in setting like, it's not a boundary. That's not the word.
Expectation.
Thank you. That's the word. Like, she will go out, but you got to give her the heads up.
Does that make sense, Tanner?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I can work with that. I think that's reasonable.
Okay. Andrea, you still into this?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. All right.
That
sounds fun. Well, then we will take care of dinner for you guys. You just let us know what day and time you'd like to get together for dinner, and we'll make sure it happens, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for being on the show, and best of luck.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Got a message from Alexis that says, thank God you guys are around to fix these idiots.
Oh, man.
And the fact that they argued about whether or not she leaves her apartment blows my mind.
I mean, I still think that's a valid thing to... be kind of worried about when you're trying to meet someone and you're like, do you just have to always stay home?
Right.
That's a point of contention for some people.
Yeah, so, she needs to like just take a deep breath and say, you know what today feels like? Diff tip.
Feels like a diff tip day. Yep.
Diff tip day.
Yeah. Do it for the plot.
Do it for the plot. Get out there and be a part of it.
That's what she needed to do there.
We are here to diff tip with you, so let us know if you have any dating issues. We're here for it with Dinner or Dump 'Em every Tuesday and Thursday. Reach out Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969 to be on the show.
Country mornings are the best.
Just listen. You'll see.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are number one for a reason. On Kix 96.9.